For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday, June 11th, and we've got a topic today that affects, we think, about 17 million people, and that's asthma. And I just found out today, I've got Shauna Strickland with me, pulmonology and diagnostic science, and I just found out if you had asthma as a kid, you got asthma for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize that, Shauna.
Yeah, a lot of people think you can grow out of asthma, but you can't.
And that's just what I told you was.
Yeah.
I said, I had asthma when I was a kid, but I grew out of it. She goes, no, you didn't. You still have asthma. And you're right, because something will trigger it from time to time. But I had gone 9 years, and never been affected by it again. But if you have it, you've got it for the rest of your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so our goal with people who are diagnosed with asthma is to provide them with enough information for them to take control of their asthma before their asthma takes control of them.
What is asthma?
Asthma is a disease process that produces in your lungs, at the very bottom of your lungs. Your airways are ringed with muscles. And an asthmatic person has a sensitivity to certain products, triggers, trees, cat dander, dogs, different kinds of triggers can stimulate the airways, and those muscles tighten. And as they tighten, the airway diameter decreases. Mm-hmm. It also causes some inflammation, so the inside of that airway becomes swollen, and that decreases the diameter.
And
even
it can
more.
Happen very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
You can die from an asthma
Absolutely.
Attack.
Absolutely. Asthma is one of the major diseases that isn't curable, but is absolutely treatable. But yet we still have a lot of deaths a year from asthma.
So how do you treat it?
We have a lot of different medications. Some people do really well with a short-term medication, similar to a drug called albuterol, and that's a reliever medication that releases that smooth muscle so that it opens up the diameter of the airway.
So then it's kind of tricking the body, telling the body, wait a minute, you're overreacting to something.
Exactly.
You don't have to do that.
Exactly. But what we don't really want is for people to control their asthma with that kind of medication. What we really want is a long-term control. So we do have some inhaled products that are corticosteroids. That's not the steroids that the athletes take. Mm-hmm. We don't want those kinds of steroids. These steroids are inhaled, and it reduces the inflammation, and it provides a long-term control of asthma, so there are fewer exacerbations.
Can you... your body changed over the years as to what triggers an asthma attack?
Sometimes. Sometimes your levels of sensitivity grow a little dull, so you don't react quite so well to that one. But then you also might acquire new sensitivities as you
now,
age.
Now, when I was younger, and not all that long ago, 8-9 years ago, I was terribly allergic to cats.
Mm-hmm.
And that would trigger an asthma attack. Now I have 3 cats and it doesn't bother me at all. Is that because the body has become desensitized to that?
A little bit. Also could be that your airways are larger and the reaction caused by the cat sensitivity isn't quite as dramatic in an adult lung as it was in a child's lung.
Okay. But now you're here also to talk about Camp Catch-a-Breath.
Yes.
Is that a Camp Catch-a-Breath?
Yes. That is a camp designed specifically for children with asthma. Children who have moderate to severe asthma are unable to go to a traditional camp. These children are very sensitive to triggers, some of them found in the outdoors, and they have a hard time controlling this asthma. Many of them are on long-term medications that they take 2 or 3 times a day.
Mm.
So sending them to a camp without medical staff is difficult because without medical staff, the counselors wouldn't be able to help the child remember to take the medication and may not be able to respond well if the child has an asthma exacerbation.
So Camp Catch-a-Breath, though, is this an outdoor camp?
It is an outdoor camp, and it's staffed entirely by medical volunteers, respiratory therapists, physicians, and nurses. This is a collaborative project with the University of Missouri and Washington County Memorial Hospital in Potosi, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to take 40 children who have asthma, and we're going to hang out with them for a weekend at the YMCA camp of the Ozarks in Potosi.
So what are some of the things that you'll be doing at Camp
We'll be doing hiking and swimming. We'll do arts and crafts. We'll do all of the camp stuff infused with asthma education so that when the children go home, they've got a better idea of how to control their asthma.
And this is going to be when?
The Potosi camp is June 15, 16, and 17.
So this is June 11. It's coming up in just a couple of days. Is it too late? Or if somebody hearing this now wants to get involved with it?
Well, not really, because we'll have a second camp in Columbia on June 29, 30, and July 1st.
Okay, so somebody hearing you talk about
it. Can call me or email me, absolutely.
If they have a child with asthma or if they know of someone.
Yes.
What age group are you talking about?
7 to 13 years of age.
Okay, and what's the telephone number to call?
573-882-9722.
882-9722. And that will go
directly to you.
Directly to me. It'll get your voice
directly to me.
So it's too late for the one in Potosi, but it is not too late for the one that's going to be held in Columbia on June
29, 30, and July 1st.
And where will that be?
That will be on the Mizzou campus.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's not too late to send donations, too. The big part about Camp Catch a Breath is that it's totally free to the campers. We didn't want any child who had a financial hardship to not benefit from this event. So if anyone wanted to contribute to the camp in a financial fashion, we would, of course, be happy to talk.
So any of the kids that come are not paying for
it? Nope.
How many kids can you take for the Columbia camp?
20 children.
Okay.
And our goal eventually is to expand to all four corners of Missouri and then another one in Columbia. So 5 camps a year.
All right. So if you know of a child who has asthma and they would like to go to camp, the one in Columbia will be June the 29th, 30th, and
July 1st.
And July 1st. It is free of charge. Just go ahead and call now to register, and your number again is?
573-882-9722.
Okay. In the short time that we have left, what are some common sense tips that you can pass along for people who are prone to asthma attacks?
Number one, visit your doctor once a year. You need to really, even if you feel good, you really need to catch up with your doc, make sure that they understand how you're feeling, how you're doing, how you're reacting to medication, because that can change over time. You want to make sure to know your body, what happens when you get to get an asthma exacerbation. Not everybody has the same symptoms. Some people have the wheezing or the shortness of breath. Others simply have a nagging cough. Mm. So knowing your body and knowing your symptoms and what to look out for is very important.
Okay, and the phone number again is?
573-882-9722.
Shauna, thank you so much for
thank you very much.
Pleasure chatting with you today.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Capital City Players and Bill Clark will be with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. We thank you for listening this morning. And if you'd like to watch it or listen to this program again, go to KBIA.org. Sign up for a podcast or a podcast. Bye-bye.